Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly journey backstage into the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon once again. Today, my guests are from Blue Chair Productions, a new theater company, relatively new, was formed last year, had their first production, Constellations, performed last July at Out North. This is their second show. It's a play called Seminar, by Teresa Rebeck, and is being performed at Cyrano's Theater Company in cooperation with that company down on 4th and D Street. And we have the producer of Blue Chair Productions, Colby Bleicher, who's also in the show playing the part of Kate. Welcome to the show, Colby.
Thank you for having us.
We also have Aaron Wiseman, who's playing the part of Leonard. We'll talk about that in a moment. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you.
And Isaac Kumpula, who's playing the part of Martin, also an actor in the show. Welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you very much.
Colby, I'm going to start with you because Seminar is a huge hit, but I don't think it's been performed in Alaska anywhere before, has it?
It was performed a few years ago in Juneau at Perseverance Theater, but it was not. It was before they started bringing their shows to Anchorage as well. So it's the first time that it's being performed in Anchorage.
So people may not be familiar with this play.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about what happens. It's interesting. It's kind of if I may say, one way of writing a play, somebody says, is put four or five people in one room and have them want something really, really bad, and then you get a great drama. So what's this play about?
So it is about four young novelists, aspiring writers, who are living in New York City, trying to make it big, and they each pay $5,000 to take a seminar from a great writer who has, over the course of his career, stopped writing himself and turned to editing and teaching and traveling. And he's, in some ways, the typical crotchety, unorthodox, brilliant, but gruff professor type, but in some ways very atypical. And his methods of getting certain results out of his students lead to drama and comedy and fighting among them, and it's very exciting.
You described Aaron Wiseman perfectly.
Thank you.
That's his typecasting.
Who's playing this part? I meant to mention the show opens tonight. It runs this weekend and also next Thursday through Sunday. Dennis Cernus. But Aaron, let's get to your gruff. You said he's gruff and crotchety or what? Tell us about your character.
Well, yes, Leonard is the, Teresa Rebeck describes him, brilliant. 50 and brilliant is
and
the
fierce.
First.
And fierce.
And fierce, yes. So, yes, you'll learn about him, you know, his history throughout the course of the play, but is brought in, you know, to teach them because he has a reputation behind him, which is both, there's conflict in terms of he's hardliner, you know, really pushes his students. He's one of those types of teachers, but apparently gets results. So they know that they're inviting this into their world, and so you get to see how that conflict, you know, in terms of his methods of pushing people, but ultimately trying to get the best out of them. And so it's fascinating.
And Isaac, who plays one of the young writers, Martin, I believe, each of the writers have their own distinct personalities that I'm sure somewhat clash or maybe even get together.
Yeah.
Tell us about your character.
Martin is the quiet guy from high school. Didn't really have a lot of friends and stuff, but he didn't really care most of the time either, I think, and everything. He's taken up writing as a passion and stuff. He likes to do it a lot, but he's also very hesitant to show his work. And he's also very hesitant to give a real answer as to why he doesn't like to show his work. Is it bad? Is it good? Is there personal stuff in it? You don't really find out a lot of that in the show until towards the end and stuff, so he's acts kind of as a friend to Kate's character and stuff within the show, but they tend to clash over some of their opinions because they come from very different social backgrounds.
And Colby, you're playing the part of Kate. Now switch hats from producer to actor. Tell us about Kate.
So Kate is the host in the show. Most of the show takes place inside her apartment. So she is a staunch feminist, very opinionated, and very willing to voice those opinions to Leonard. Even though he is the authority figure in the room, there's definitely there's some lines that are crossed as far as how we normally treat authority figures that we're taking classes from. She's not afraid to speak her mind by any means. And like Isaac mentioned, there are definitely some social class issues that come up just due to what it's like to be a young artist, but also Kate comes from a wealthy family, and that automatically causes some envy potentially, or just a mismatch in how it is that these characters are getting what they want.
You know, I have a personal prejudice I'm going to reveal right now. I hate plays about writers, because why are you writing a play about writers writing about writing? But this play is different from that, isn't it? Because it sounds like you've got these interesting personalities clashing on stage, not just people talking about their writing process.
Right.
And so I want to ask you, if you would, please just briefly describe the other two characters, because it seems to me that this play really is grounded in these four characters in a room with Leonard, mm-hmm. and they're all striving to get something. Tell about the other two characters for a moment.
So we also have the character of Izzy, who in a lot of ways is Kate's foil, where Kate is very interested in being taken seriously as a woman, as a writer. Izzy is very, very open about the fact that this entire situation is a game. Getting famous, finding success is a game. And the way that she plays the game is to use sex. And she makes that very, very clear right from the top of the show. She's flirtatious and charming and charismatic. And then we have Douglas, who is the most successful so far of the students. He's already got a famous last name. He has connections. He has an agent who's getting him far already. And so that also creates clashing, of course.
We're talking about the play Seminar, which opens tonight at Cyrano's Theater Company, being produced by Blue Chair Productions. Teresa Rebeck is the playwright for this play. Runs tonight, this weekend, the next Thursday through Sunday, June 30th through July 9th. And we're talking to Colby Bleicher, producer and actor in the show, Aaron Wiseman, actor, and Isaac Kumpula, who is also an actor in the show. I want to get back to Aaron for a moment. One thing about your character I think to find interesting is that, as Colby's description of your character is, he's a writer who's no longer writing. Does that right. some of his, what? How does that play into his character and his motivation for what he's doing?
Well, as Leonard, so I'll speak from that perspective as a first person, as we're wont to do as actors.
Right.
You know, as Leonard, I have a history, and I've, you know, been kind of this brilliant writer in my own history. I've had, and you'll kind of get some, I don't want to spoil too many of the plot points, but he has a conflicted past as a writer. In the sense that he's a relatively brilliant mind that has been through some trials and tribulations that have forced him to drop out of being a writer. And he gets into teaching at one point. And so because of this kind of conflicted past, he's also got internal conflict. You know, I'm dealing with, as Leonard, I'm dealing with my own creative genius and then my own impulses as a human, and those conflicting with my ability to stay a working writer. So I found other ways to continue my creativity and connection to it, which is teaching and teaching seminars, because I was even had conflict within the academic world that allowed me to not stay there either. So in that sense, and I'm constantly trying to connect writing to life experience. Constantly, and that's part of what I do within these seminars, and results in conflict too, because I'm just trying to push them to live life and embrace the things that they're writing about.
Sounds interesting. Isaac, I want to get back to you. Aaron is so nice to speak in the first person. Is there something you can say as your character in terms of what you expect out of this seminar?
Oh, it's a trap.
Sorry to put you on the trap.
It's actually kind of amusing because as Martin, to speak in the first person, Mr. Wiseman, we're never quite sure what Martin expected to get from this class. Throughout the play, we learn that Martin is very, very prone to kind of self-sabotage. He explains away excuses for reasons that he didn't take up opportunities that he's presented and stuff. And you never really get an honest answer why necessarily. I feel like there's interpretations that can be made and stuff, and there's still, you know, a conclusion to the character arc, but the specific reason as to why are you here is kind
of left
open.
Tell us, as Martin, tell us.
Well, actually, that seems to be an unfair question because it sounds like Martin's character is based on the fact that he doesn't want to tell why he's there.
Well, and he doesn't want to show his writing. Martin not wanting to say the things he wants to say is kind of Martin's character.
He's the last to share stories with the group.
So of all of the characters we could have brought you and for you to ask that question to.
Yeah. Well, Kate, you tell me now. Cole will be playing Kate.
Go yeah, ahead. Well, Kate wants to find success. She went to Bennington College and was told that her writing was great and that it needed more work. And she has the resources to pay for an expensive writing seminar. And why not? If you have that ability, why not take advantage of the highest level of training that you can get after college when you're still trying to make it? She hopes to be making connections. The character of Douglas is someone that she sees as important, someone to befriend.
Douglas, who's the actor, the character who's had some success. Yeah, right.
Yeah. She wants to make connections in the hopes of furthering her career, and that's really presumably the reason that all of these writers are here. But then, of course, people have personal hang-ups. Just because you go to a class doesn't mean that you're necessarily ready to bare your soul to your classmates.
And, you know, a lot of people who in our listening audience are writers or playwrights, and there's always that moment where you present your work in front of an audience at the Last Frontier Theater Conference, for example, last week.
Yeah.
Is that the same kind of feeling you have with these writers here presenting their pieces in front of the rest of the group? Or is there that trepidation, or is that a thrill, or how does that work?
Yeah, all of that. There's definitely an element of vulnerability and fear to be sharing something, especially putting yourself out there and saying, hey, I think I'm good. Do you think I'm good? That's hard.
And this play is being billed as a comedy, but it sounds like there's a lot of drama in it as well. How would you describe that, Colby?
Well, I think that to the characters, their situations are not necessarily comedic. They're dealing with, there are multiple love triangles that arise. And so to be in a love triangle is not a funny situation, but to watch one can be very amusing.
Like
a lot
so
of the comedy
stories.
Comes from there.
That's where a lot of comedy comes from, is watching the tragedy of others.
Exactly.
Well, and by the way, just one quick question. We've got 30 seconds. The seminar takes place over 10 weeks. How long does the play, what is the time frame of the play?
The length of the play?
No, just how within the play, is it one night? Is it over 10 weeks?
It's 6 different days.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
We're talking about seminar, Teresa Rebeck, opening tonight at Cyrano's Theater Company, being produced by Blue Chair Productions. I want to thank my guests, Colby Bleicher, Aaron Weissman, Isaac Kumpula. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks
thank you.
So much.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Get out and see some live theater. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.